This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Your guess as good as mine. Cut up categories, America's hottest cities and luxury cars. We'll do your guess as good as mine. Run it for emails on a random question. 206-421-RAND.
Random.
Hello, Lisa. Random, welcome to The Men's Room.
Random.
Hello.
Hola. All right, Lisa, let's see here. What do we got for you? Okay, Lisa. Why did you get pulled over?
When? Which time?
How many times have you been pulled over?
Oh, just about a handful.
Okay. And the last time, do you remember why you got pulled over?
Yes, it was for speeding. It was a reckless, but he knocked it down to speeding.
So what's reckless mean? What are you? How fast do you have to be going to get that?
Oh, I was doing 55 in a 25, but it wasn't a school zone. It was a warehouse area.
All right. Okay. And how about the time before that?
Oh, that would be flat tire on the freeway at 11 o'clock at night with a friend of mine who had just picked some good stuff up.
So you were speeding then as well?
No, actually, we had a flat tire and an officer stopped, a trooper stopped to assist us. But before he could let us in his car, he had to check our purses. And needless to say, we didn't get caught. Don't ask me how. It might have been because it was so dark outside. But he looked in her deep purse and didn't see a thing. And we got in his car and got our tire fixed.
Oh, now let me guess. It was just weed.
Yeah.
Okay, absolutely. Then he saw it and did not care. I'm like, if you had coke, I bet you he'd have been like, I see your cocaine. You had heroin?
Oh, yeah.
Weed, it's like, it's not worth the paperwork. Whatever.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. So, basically, you've only been pulled over once for speeding, then?
No, actually, in Arizona, I was pulled over, too, for speeding.
How fast are you going in Arizona?
In a construction zone.
Ah, okay.
All right. And how fast were you going then?
I think I was doing 45, and I just got onto this dirt road where they were doing construction, and there just happened to be a cop sitting there.
All right.
Yeah.
That's how they do it. Yeah, I'll be next to this construction zone.
You guys asked about something about earlier, about something we ate that we didn't want to eat again or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you had a guy who mentioned something about smelt, and my dad and my mom were really twisted, kind of blue-collar mafia. And my dad went out with his friends and brought home huge green garbage bags full of smelt. And we had to clean them.
What is smelt?
It's a fish, right?
It's a fish, yeah.
But aren't they really
it's
tiny?
It's kind of fish. I think it's the kind of fish you see that come up to shore or something, but I don't know how they would have came up with these garbage bags full of them.
Well, how do you prepare it?
You fry it like trout.
All right. Okay. Well, it doesn't sound too bad.
But we had to clean it, my sister and I. We had to clean most of them, and it was during spawning season. So they were full of eggs, and semen.
So that's why they weren't supposed to be taken away in giant garbage bags, because that wasn't the time of the year to fix them. Right.
Eggs and semen. That's like the worst buddy cop movie ever made.
God almighty.
Oh. I'm Lieutenant Eggs. This is my partner, Captain Semen.
Reason we asked, why did you get pulled over? A man was out driving his pickup near Lake Waco in Texas earlier this month when he cut off some local game wardens who were patrolling the area, and then he started driving on the wrong side of the road. So the wardens pulled this guy over, and when they approached the truck, the driver could not understand what they were talking about. So he went to turn down his music, and he struggled with that because he only had one free hand. So he handed one of the wardens an open beer that he was holding in his other hand so that he could concentrate. The authorities suspected he was drunk, so they asked him to do a sobriety test. Guess what? The guy then stumbled out of the truck and failed the test. He was handed over to the police and then arrested.
You still got to test somebody if they hand the cop a beer?
You still have to, man. It's one of those, like, years ago, there was a plane. I was still living at home, so this was 30, 40 years ago, but there was a plane, 747, whatever, and it is flying to Hawaii. And while it is over the ocean, the top of the plane rips the hell off. A flight attendant gets sucked out. Now, the plane manages to land. All the passengers are safe, more or less. But as the passengers are getting off the plane, all these different news channels are there. And I always remember this woman. You just see these guys, they're walking into the airport. They look a little disheveled, to put it mildly. But this woman rolls up to one of the guys, a reporter, and she asks, "Were you scared?" And the guy just looked at her, just kind of shook his head like, "Are you effing kidding me?" and walked away. Never answered. And I looked at my father and I said, "Why would you ask somebody if they were scared?" He said, "Because you can't speak on their behalf. Like, you know they're scared, but you need someone to say they were scared before you run the story that the guy was scared." So similar with the cops, like, we know you're drunk, but we still have to waste our time putting you through this crap. Like, you handed us a beer, you're obviously drunk, but we still have this test you need to do, right?
And you're right. I'm just saying,
I know what you mean.
Give a cop an open container while you're driving, like, mm-hmm. I just arrest them now.
We just had to reset our phone lines here.
I know.
If you were on hold on the random question,
sorry.
Give us a call back, 206-421. Rock, we'll ask you guys a random question.
Just somebody here says, fried smelt is absolutely delicious. I believe it.
Yeah, if it's like fried trout, sounds good. All right, we'll ask you guys. What did someone try to sell you?
All right, well, in Seattle, predominantly, if someone's trying to sell me something, it's drugs, which is not uncommon anywhere. But when I was in Baltimore, in addition to drugs, it was always cologne. But the cologne guys, typically, their side hustle with the cologne was mixtapes. And then there's another group of guys that always tried to sell you socks, which to me was the weird. I mean, like, you're just walking down the street. "Hey, bro, you interested in a pair of socks?" Like, no, who the hell is? But sock guy also seemed to have batteries. So if you sold socks, you also sold batteries. If you sold cologne, you also sold mixtape.
I bought cologne out of a trunk before.
Sure.
Have you really?
Yeah. The same thing, like, some of the places I live, like, almost every gas station, somebody would just be like, "You want to buy some cologne?" And they always had, like, different names, but they were knockoffs of stuff of you knew.
So it wasn't like they were stealing them from a Macy's or something like that, or a Nordstrom.
I mean, to this day, there's some of those brands that I don't know. Like, one I had was called Arsenal, and it was a grenade. And you pulled the pin, and then it had a little spray thing. But I don't know that I've ever seen this cologne in an actual store.
I don't think you're going to find it there, high-dollar spots. But yeah, those guys, you're right, man. And when they opened, like, their truck or their van, like, there was a lot of cologne in there. But I feel like the cologne guys did much better business than the battery or socks guys.
Okay.
Yeah. Socks guy is a very specific part of town.
But like why?
White T-shirts, white socks.
I had an interesting experience, and this wasn't probably 4 or 5 years ago. We were talking about this grocery store earlier because they have everything, right?
Okay.
All right.
So I go to the grocery store and I'm putting my stuff in, and a guy comes around the corner and he goes, "Hey man, do you like steaks?" I was like, "Well, hell yeah, I like steaks. I've actually got a couple here in my bag." He's like, "You want to buy some steaks?" And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, "I got steaks." So he goes in his car, and in this bag, he's got a whole bag full of steaks. Now, the thing was that they weren't refrigerated or anything like that. It wasn't like he had them in a cooler.
Yeah, of course not.
He just had them in his brown paper bag in the back of his car.
Had he, like, just stolen them?
I looked in there, and they were all from the grocery store, yes, absolutely. But I was just like, no, I don't want steaks. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of felt like it was a setup. Because here I am in the parking lot of the grocery store, which I'm sure has cameras, and they're trying to sell. And this guy's trying to sell me steaks.
But is it illegal for you to buy a steak from a guy? And
I don't know.
He probably stole them, but
he had steaks. I mean, lots of steaks. It almost looks like he got into the back the way he has
it. Oh, right, you know right. Like it, that's the way to do it.
It did not look like he put him in a basket and walked out. It looked like somebody had handed him a bag, like someplace, and he just kind of took it.
And then they split the proceeds, right?
Based on how that bag was packed. I mean, it was tight. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
So he has an inside guy.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Well, like, Miles, you'll hate to hear this, but I had a buddy way back in the day, and our thing was, he'd sell golf clubs out of the parking lot.
All right.
But, like, he was always like, how does this guy have so many random golf clubs? Like, well, he's a caddy at a really nice course. I think he's just stealing them and then reselling them.
Oh, so he was the caddy selling them.
Right.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, well.
But, you know, you go to, like, some of these places, they have, like, you know, there's a club and stuff, right? Yeah. Or, like, a restaurant and stuff. So, people, you would never give it two thoughts. You just leave your bag outside.
My,
My uncle
gave my brother a really nice set of golf clubs because he was, he bought new clubs, got refitted, whatever. So he gives my brother this set of golf clubs. My brother's like, this is awesome. You know what I mean? And he's like, yeah, man, I bought them off this guy I know at the club. And he's like, I had them for a while, just couldn't hit them, so I bought some new clubs. And my brother's like, well, let me give you some money for them because these are expensive clubs. And my uncle's like, no, man, don't worry about it. He's like, you know, they were expensive, but I'm fine. You know, I want you to have them, I want you to play with them. So my brother puts them in the garage. About 6 months later, he goes out and looks at these clubs. He's going to pull them out. They are completely rusted from the shaft all the way up. And it turns out that this guy had sold my uncle knockoff golf clubs. So they were, but he paid full price for them, all right?
Ooh.
So I said, well, did you call Uncle Rudy and tell him what the hell happened? And he said, no, because Uncle Rudy would have killed him. And I was, and at the moment, I'm like,
right.
He would have had somebody kill him.
Yeah.
He really would have. Because he's just that guy. Like, you try to sell me a set of cheap-ass golf clubs, I'm going to kill your ass.
And hey, Benny, I mean? Come here. That's the guy.
I'm going to beat your ass. I want you to ship those clubs. I'm going to beat his ass with one of those golf clubs. I mean, like, he was that guy.
Now, that's part of your family's history. What was the thing with the boxing match that you're like, what, grandfather, somebody?
Oh, God. Okay, so this was back before, the internet, thank God. And they were doing a lot of boxing promotion in the Detroit area. You got to keep in mind the Kronk gym was there. There was a number of famous fighters that were coming out of Detroit at the time. And so they had set up this boxing match with a pretty good undercard, but the main event was a heavyweight fight, as it normally was. And there was this local guy who was, he was the champion of that area, right? So he's the main guy, all right? And the guy that he was supposed to fight was supposed to come up from Florida.
Okay.
Now, he was a pretty good contender. He had a hell of a record. This is going to be a pretty good fight. That guy ends up in jail. All right.
The Florida guy. All right.
They do not want to refund the tickets. All right. So they find this schmo out of like Youngstown, Ohio. All right. Who kind of resembles this guy, but he's not the same guy.
Wait, so they're still trying to pass it off as the original guy?
Right. So this guy in Youngstown is still going to be the same guy who was the guy in Florida. This is the same heavyweight coming in there.
Is nobody going to recognize this dude?
This is like in 1974, 75. Right. This is, you know,
so
I mean,
you've heard about them more than you've seen.
You might have seen a black and white picture of this guy, you know, profile with his dukes up, you know, but other than that, you don't really see what this guy's face looked like. He's just a random black guy fighting a random black guy. And, you know, this guy was mixed and he was lighter.
Right.
Okay, so even this guy, he has like, he's like red hair. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't even the same dude. And not only that, but he was an older guy and he was really out of shape. So he gets in there, and the first round, you could just tell this guy is just getting worked over. He is not. There's no way this guy is 23-0. You know what I mean?
Right.
This is not. There's no way he is the heavyweight champion of Florida, whatever the hell the deal was. So in the second round, this guy throws, the champion throws just basically a ghost punch, and this guy goes down. And it was so bad that, like, probably everybody saw it. And everybody jumped up because, man, everybody's got action on this stuff.
Right.
So,
sure.
Everybody's betting money on this.
But now they realize this fight has been fixed.
This fight has been fixed. And so, basically, my stepfather runs to the front gate where my grandmother's taking all the money. All right? And he says, kind of like our White River Amphitheater experience, take the money in the bag, get in the car, and drive the F out of here as fast as you can. Because everybody's like, you know, this is crap. You know what I mean? But by the time that everything settled down, money's gone, till's gone. They're all just like, hey, man, I don't know what happened. Maybe you guys just took a fall because you didn't want to take a fall. Whatever.
he just didn't have it tonight.
Yeah, he didn't have it tonight. Like, Jesus, guys, that's crazy.
Random, oh, the good old days.
Random,
hello, Chad. Random, welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch.
Jay, welcome to the program. And a random question. All right.
What you got for me?
Let's see what we got for you. All right. Who did you see naked?
Maybe you, maybe you didn't even want to see them naked, but you ended up seeing them naked, unfortunately. Like, well, Ted saw a guy naked the other day. Okay.
All right. So my friends, they decided they're going to tell me, hey, we're going to go to this New Year's Eve party, all right? Now, I was fine and Danny said, all right, let's go. But they failed to tell me that the place they were sending me to were nudists, which wasn't a problem, except it was the big white field of nudists out there, and I walked in completely blindsided.
So what were you doing? You were delivering something?
Oh, no, I was just going to go hang out with a New Year's Eve party at their place. And a friend said, hey, these guys have a party going down. I went down there, and boy, I was surprised.
Did you get naked and just hang out, or what?
Oh, no, no. They were the only two people naked were the actual, like, they were nudist folks. But, I mean, I stayed the whole time and got super drunk.
It's weird just being around. Yeah. It's weird being around people who are naked just doing normal things. And I thought about that with
Frying chicken.
Yeah, you know, like with a Fremont Solstice Parade. You know, the back in the day, and, you know, I know it's been a couple years, but say the parade's at noon or 1 or whatever. You would go to a bar at 6 o'clock. Like, the nude bicyclists have already done their thing.
Yeah.
I mean, they're one of the first attractions. And they're done by 1:30, maybe 2 o'clock. But there was always, like, 2 or 3 nude dudes.
Yeah, they're still naked.
Just standing at the bar, hanging out. Like, you'd walk up and go, oh, God, penis.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was just, in, you know, that's the bar where you go in and sit down at the
stool. Now they're sitting on the stool you usually like.
Right, just butt-ass naked, you know what I mean? Legs spread, drink a beer. Which, good for you to have that kind of confidence and freedom. But, like, time has gone on here. It's maybe time for you to, starting to, you know what I mean? Maybe you should put your pants on. You know what I mean? Like, we all saw you the first time.
But. I would always go to a party over there, like, after the parade.
Yeah.
And, like, as the afternoon wore on, there'd always be, like, you're right, just groups of people in there that are still nude, but then they're just, like, peeling the paint off.
Yeah.
So, like, when they're on the bicycles, I'm like, man, that looks pretty fun. Like, you're naked, you're painted. But then watching them slowly peel, I was like, oh, that looks like a bitch.
Does anyone not paint themselves? You know what I mean? For that particular parade. I know most people.
There's definitely just nude people.
Okay. Weren't we in a garage one year, like, in some weird stuff? Like, didn't somebody's wife come down and scream at us? Or I can't remember what the hell that was. It was a bizarre experience. Like, somebody got in trouble for, I don't know. Maybe we might have been.
I might not have been with you.
We might have been smoking weed.
But that doesn't shock me.
I don't think I was there, but I want to say you were partying with somebody, and, like, the only thing that the wife had asked him not to do, because she knew, you know, you guys are going to drink, do all this, like, just don't smoke weed. I want to say that was it, and you guys started smoking weed, and I guess, like, she just walked
in. Oh, we didn't know that. You know what I mean?
Well, you didn't know that. He knew that.
Yeah.
I've definitely been to, like, my buddy was dating a girl, and he's like, hey, man, her apartment's right over there by the parade. We'll just meet up there. So we're having a blast. There's, like, pre-drinks. So halfway during the parade, I go back there to get a cocktail, and then I don't know if I got stoned or something, but they come back like 2 hours later. They're like, is it just you in here? And I was like, yeah, man, I'm just listening to music. They're like, yeah, the pre-party's over, Ted. Like,
yeah,
get out of here.
Oh, awkward moments.
Breeze, we asked, who did you see naked? A person in Saskatchewan, Canada, was out mowing on Tuesday evening when they caught a couple having sex on their lawn. It's unclear what was said, but it's safe to assume the person mowing asked the couple to stop. And instead of stopping, well, they got angry about being interrupted and started throwing rocks at the homeowner. Cops were called, but it sounds like the couple was gone by the time they arrived because the police just say the case is, quote, under investigation. And for the record, there's no word on the ages of the people involved. So there you go on that.
Random, that's a hell of a thing.
And then Mike's got a story coming up in headlines about a couple that decided to hike to the top of a mountain, have sex, didn't realize that, they got a 24-hour cam up there because they're, you know, taking in the view from the top of the mountain.
Oh, yeah. I saw a still from that, and just saw the backside of the guy, and guess what he's doing? I'm like, man, oh, man.
Yeah.
All right. Hello, Jay Reed. Welcome to the men's room.
What it isn't, fellas.
Hola!
Jay Reed, welcome to the program. Random question. How about this one? How did your parents embarrass you?
By their looks.
Or are they just ugly people?
No, I'm just kidding. That was the first thing that came to mind. How did they embarrass me?
Ugh. You never got pulled out of some place where you're like, you're at a party or something and your mom or dad barges in or anything like that?
No. We were the kick it group. We were the house that you came to.
Okay.
I guess I was very sports active. So my parents were always the ones in the stand yelling the loudest. And I'm like, shut up.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
Were they yelling more at your own coach? I mean, it's one thing to yell at the umpires or the referees or whatever, and that's still not called for. But it's another thing when you're on a team and your coach is responsible for your playing time, and now your parents are on his grill and talking to him after the game. You're like, I don't want, look, there's a reason I'm not playing it right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, just the coach knows what he's doing. You know, if he wants to put me in, he'll put me in.
Yeah, no, it was my parents never. I did like soccer, football, baseball, wrestling. So, I mean, kind of like the whole, you know, thing. They were just the loudest parents in the stand.
At what sport?
Being the biggest cheerleader.
At what sport were they the worst? I mean, was it football, soccer, wrestling?
Wrestling.
No, wrestling. Wrestling by far most, because, I mean, it's just you and him out there. So, I mean, it's one-on-one. So. Right. There ain't nobody else.
I know Little League's got its rap, but I tell you what, man, the stuff I've seen the most is girls' basketball.
Really? But, I mean, they were just, they were crazy and so embarrassing. I mean, I could hear my mom from like a mile away. I'm like, damn, shut up.
Right.
I mean, just please, please.
I mean, did you ever address, like, after the game, like, guys, look, I appreciate that you love me this much, but you got to dial it down a bit.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And did it ever work?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. I think the difference is...
Hell no.
I think the difference between soccer and basketball is quite simply this. If you have an aggressive foul or something like that, very rarely in youth soccer, unless you do something really aggressive, do you get a yellow card or a red card.
Yeah, in youth,
it's normally a spot foul, and the ball is put down. You know what I mean? The team gets a kick. Well, that's not the case in basketball. If you miss a call, you know what I mean, and you're going in for a shot, and you get fouled, that's a possibility of losing 2 points.
Right.
So the way the game is played, if you're missing fouls, if you're missing calls, then that affects the outcome of the game. And the parents were just absolutely losing their crap. And, you know, it's a high school kid who's, you know, making, you know, $10 an hour there. And she's just getting just reamed from people. And she's the only, you know, ref on the floor.
Dude, when I was in high school, I would, like, umpire, like, coach's pitch, right? So it's not even, like, a serious thing. And those parents would be brutal.
It is honestly amazing. When my kid was playing soccer, you know, I was actually pretty good. Most of the parents on my kid's team were pretty good. Every once in a while, you play certain teams. It was unfreaking believable what the parents were saying. We played one team where the coach, before the game, the other kids, so they haven't started the game yet, right? They're just kind of getting warmed up, and they start chanting, "We hate you," the team. At our team, right? So our kids are looking at us. I call my son over. I said, "Look, that's all you got to do. You want to shut someone up?" I said, "Go kick their ass. Smoke those bitches like they don't." And they beat them like 8-1.
They're
chanting this for them. Like, these dudes are 7 years old, man. What the hell? But the coach is like, "You goddamn right you hate him." I'm like, bro, I mean, like, come on, man. You know what I mean? These kids, they're like in first and second grade, and you're having them chant, "We hate you," at the other team. And by the way, your team sucks. Mm-hmm. Listen, they got their ass handed to them.
Reason we asked, how did your parents embarrass you? Sophie Cleary is 29 years old, and she flashed her breasts and ass at police before sexually assaulting an officer in a drunken rampage.
This is a mom.
Need another male officer in the back as the pair walked away in disgust. When an ambulance took her to the hospital, she went berserk and set off a fire alarm before spitting in the face of a cop she flashed. When interviewed, the officer said that she was a victim of a serious assault. In the 3 years and 3 months I've been a police officer, this is the first time I've ever been spat on. It's the lowest point in my career. When officers arrived, they realized she was drunk and under the influence of drugs, and then she became abusive. The defendant herself was on the telephone, and she still appeared to be in a drunken state and smelled of alcohol. Became abusive again. Then she unzipped her jumper, exposing her breasts. She called the officers bastards and wankers and made offensive gestures with her hands. The officer explained how they could help if the defendant stopped her abusive behavior. But she then pulled down her pants and exposed her butt, turned around with her backside toward the constable, bent down and rubbed her ass on the crotch of the officer. The officer immediately pushed the defendant away and turned to walk out of the address. His male colleague also turned to walk out, at which point the defendant lifted a knee and pushed it and kicked him in the lower back. So, yeah, they really let her go, believe it or not.
And that's someone's mom.
And she was arrested instead. More of the random question coming up, 206-421-ROCK.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
99.9 KISW. The men's room is in progress.
Random question, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Tyler. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Hola.
Hola. Tyler, welcome to the program. Random question. Okay, Tyler. Think back here over your the course of your lifetime. Who have you ever met, run into, that maybe had a very unusual or a funny name? Just something that was a little bit different than most. Growing up, I went to school with a girl. Her name was Rhonda Trout, and she had an older brother named Brooke.
Brooke Trout. Jesus.
Also went to school with a girl named Crystal Clear. Not making that up.
Somebody went to, and I don't know if they're telling me the truth, but they insist they went to school with a kid named Rusty Pipe, but his middle name was Dwayne. Mm-hmm. Rusty Dwayne Pipe.
Yeah. We just heard the story of Mike Oxlong the other day.
Right?
Man. Well, real quick, I got to tell you guys, the only, I get to listen to you guys twice a day, and I'm picking up my kid right now, and he doesn't want to listen to anything but you guys. He doesn't even want to talk to me. He's only three, so.
That's a smart kid with a bright future, man. I can feel it.
Yeah.
That's our target audience.
I wonder what he likes. The sound effects?
No, we're an educational resource. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone would argue that.
I think it's the educational resource, definitely.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So no names you can think of?
Actually, I knew a girl, what was it, high school, and actually still now, I still know her. Her name is Summer Rain.
See, that's an unusual name. You'd be surprised, though, how many rains are out here in Seattle, obviously, for you know why. But I think I've met more women named Rain than I ever have in my life. I mean, I guess
a few Rain.
We have Rain Holmes, she listened to the show, and we knew a girl named Rain who used to work with us in the other building.
I knew a few Summers, but typically people, they didn't name the kid Summer knowing the last name's Rain.
Went to school with a girl named Tuesday, which I thought was a little bit...
But there's something okay about that.
Yeah.
You can't go Wednesday.
Hippie parents, you know.
You don't say.
Yeah, exactly.
But then you get kids that they get like an ethnic name. So I didn't go to school with this kid, but one of my friends did. And he laughed about this for 4 years. So he's a freshman in high school. And anyway, the principal page is school-wide for this kid. But the kid's name, last name Stokes. That's it. First name, Babatunde.
Babatunde Stokes.
And my buddy,
that's a pretty cool name.
If it's not yours,
is he Bob?
I don't know what they call it. He's like, I never met the guy. We were never friends. He just heard the name Babatunde Stokes and could not stop laughing. Honestly, every day. And even that, well, it wasn't a song, but he'd always chant Babatunde Stokes. Never met this kid.
Hmm. I went to high school with a Chanel.
It just was a dude, right?
Correct.
That's the problem.
But everybody
called
him Smoke.
Smoke? Oh.
Then could you call him Smoke?
Everybody called him Smokey. I did not invent the joke, but he was...
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, could you call him Smokey?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so he was cool.
Right. I mean, like, I think he
you
was...
You didn't come up with the name.
No, I wasn't going to point out. Like, to me, like, he was Smoke. Like, it was years before I even realized his name was actually Chanel.
There's a reason for that.
Right. Yeah. And then I went to grade school with a guy who went by Jeremy, but his real name was Trocon.
Trocon?
Trocon. Trocon. But he just, our grade school is like in a different neighborhood and was all like basically all white people.
Yeah.
So when we got to high school, he changed it back to Trocon, but he's like, I didn't want to have all you white people trying to screw up my name. He's like, I just went with Jeremy. But then Pearl Jam put out Jeremy, and he's like, I'm going back to Trocon.
Trocon. Oh, no. Trocon spoken. Yeah.
Reason we asked who has the strangest name of anyone you know, Usain Bolt on Sunday introduced his newborn twin sons to the world. According to the BBC, it's not exactly clear when Saint Leo Bolt and Thunderbolt were born.
I would take Thunder.
Thunderbolt,
yeah.
And Saint Leo Bolt. But they joined his older sister, Olympia Lightning Bolt.
Oh, wow.
Who was born in May of last year. He is 34 years old. He and his partner, Casey, have been together for 6 years. They posted a few similar adorable pictures of their family to their own Instagram accounts, but just know, their kids are named Saint Leo Bolt, Thunderbolt, and Olympia Lightning Bolt. Bolt still remains the fastest man in history, by the way.
Would you rather be Thunderbolt, which I don't mind that.
I like Thunderbolt.
Or would you rather be, it was a Kanye West, what, name's kid, North. So Northwest, or Thunderbolt, or Summer Rain.
I'd rather be Thunderbolt.
Yeah, I would take Thunderbolt easily over any of those.
Thunder's a strong name.
It is. I hope that kid isn't a candy ass. Like, if your name's Thunder, man, you got a lot to live up to just based on the fact that your name is Thunder.
Random.
Hello, Peyton. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Peyton, what's happening there? How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Doing good, man. Let's see here. What do we got for you on a random question? All right, Peyton. How old are you, man?
26.
Okay. I know it's early in life, but who would you say is the one that got away? The one that got away.
Crushing on that chick in high school.
You don't have to.
You never got it.
You don't have to. You don't have to name the person if you're embarrassed. But just what was situationally what happened?
I was dating a chick that we were going out for like 4 years during high school, and I went to go surprise visit her at her college, and I walked in on her cheating on me, and I just stayed in the airport for 3 days.
You stayed in the airport. So you where did you have to fly to?
Idaho.
So you fly to Idaho, and she doesn't know that you're going there.
Nope.
And what, you show up like on a Friday, I guess?
I think it might have even been a Thursday. I can't honestly remember. I tried to erase this from my memory bank.
All right, well, that's okay. I understand. Where did you plan on staying? Did you plan on staying with her initially, or what? I guess you did because you stayed in a airport for 3 days.
Yeah, she was in a co-ed dorm, so I was planning on staying in the dorm with her.
And
like a nice little surprise or whatever.
I know you
being a nice little surprise for me.
I know you didn't just pull up with like your rolling luggage. Did you have like flowers or anything like that with you?
No, I honestly didn't, because it was, the whole thing was super last minute. It was just a super last minute trip, and that's just kind of what it ended up being.
But, okay, so you go.
So wait, she was actively in the act when you got there?
I mean, not like, you know, in the physical act, but you could tell that that's what had happened.
Sure.
Being in the bed, so.
Was the guy there, too?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and what happens when she opens the door? And I know you don't want to relive this, but I just want to know what
the. But Miles is going
to
ask you, too, anyway.
I'm
going
to ask you to relive this, because I'm curious now.
You know, just a lot of swearing and anger, and the worst part was it was a person that was suspected kind of thing, someone that I just had like off vibes about that she was telling me about, and, you know, okay. It's just life, it's just a good learning experience, honestly.
Sure.
Kind of how I tried to chalk it up as is, can't trust no one, I guess.
I'm guessing
I got someone now, so that's good.
I'm guessing you're
don't trust them.
I'm guessing
don't
trust them. You're also 18 years old at the time when you do this, right?
Yeah,
so you barely have enough money to afford a plane ticket.
That's why you stay at the airport for 3 days.
So it's not like you can drop your Discover card on a room at the Motel 6.
Right.
Is that what I'm guessing? Because that's the only card I could get when I was 18 was a Discover card. Because they got me a free water bottle.
They turned me down.
Yeah.
And I can't help myself, but I have to tell you guys the weirdest name of someone that I went to high school with. His name was Seven Knobs.
Seven Knobs?
Knobs?
Yes, like the number seven and doorknobs.
Again, just the parents out there, if your last name is already Knobs, do everything you can to minimize, because they're already going to get made fun of, right? Minimize how bad it's going to be.
You think a brother named Door?
Or a sister named Dory.
No, he was an only child. And, I mean, there was a couple. We had a bunch of kids at our high school with weird names. There was a kid named Xavier Knight. There was a girl named
Haley
after the comet, and her sister's name was Sky. And there's all sorts of crazy names at our high school.
Okay. I guess you never talked to that girl again in Idaho?
No.
Yeah, I got
Fair enough.
Yeah, exactly. Reason we asked who's the one that got away asked you the right question. A recent poll found that 1 in 5 Americans have seen a UFO before. Mm-hmm. So maybe a few people out there don't think this lady is nuts. A woman in London named Abby Bella claims that aliens abducted her from her bedroom just a few weeks ago. And, of course, now she's in love with one of them. She claims she heard a voice in a dream tell her to wait by the window. So she sat there for the next night until a flying saucer swung by, picked her up and its tractor beam, and brought her on board. And there were 5 aliens on it, but she really connected with one of them. The alien said he'd only take her home if she gave consent, though. So he was a gentleman about it, and she wasn't ready to leave Earth yet. So they brought her home 20 minutes later. But now she regrets it, so she's got an overnight bag ready and keeps waiting on him to come back.
She's waiting for the alien to come back because she's in love with the alien.
That is random.
Overnight bag.
So what kind of message does that send the alien?
You know, you overnight.
One night?
Yes.
One night? If I'm the alien, you're going to go, like, man, you might want to pack for a couple weeks. Just saying.
Also, like, if an alien's going to pick me up and take me to their planet, like, I hope I don't have to bring clothes.
Why would you think they want you naked ass on their planet, man?
No, I think if you're going to steal me to another planet, you should hook me up with some clothes.
Okay. I think you should pack a bag. If you're in her situation, because she's asking them to come back, right? If they just abduct you, you're right. But if they come back, like, you should have the decency to bring stuff. Mm-hmm. Toothbrush, you know.
I guess you're right. I don't know what size aliens are.
I don't know. Oh, I love your long gray penis and big, huge black eyes. And that little slit for a mouth. I knew I was in love. Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hola. Eric, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's go with this one. Did you know, have you ever known anybody who had an unusual animal for a pet? I know all kinds of animals can be considered pet, but once you get past dogs and cats, you know, for the most part, every animal that that people have is a little bit different.
It's unexpected.
Yeah, exactly. So what would you say, who do you know that had a strange pet?
So my dad actually had a pet iguana. And iguanas, those green iguana, they're horribly mean. They're terrible pets. You can watch any video on them, and they are just territorial, pissed off all the time. Terrible pets.
And what do you keep? Is it in a terrarium, a cage? What is that situation?
So you can keep them in like a little box with a, you know, screen over them and some lighting and heating. But they get to be about like 4 or 5 feet long. So after that, you pretty much have to have like an entire room for them.
And how long does this thing live?
And as I was going to say, they live well over 50 years.
Yeah, I have no idea how long they live. The one my dad had ended up eating a penny and choked and died.
Okay. Did not see that coming.
Was your dad heartbroken or was he kind of relieved?
He loved that thing. I don't know. My dad's kind of a tough dude, and he has a soft spot for feisty creatures. When he went to go pick it out, he picked the meanest one that he could find.
Of course. Does he do the same thing when he dates people?
Knowing my mom, yeah.
Is she a feisty creature?
Yeah, she can be. Okay. Very much so.
All right. And was anyone else able to kind of get around this iguana, or was it just your dad's pet?
So when my dad went off to college, my grandmother took care of it. And the iguana had a soft spot for my grandma because she was able to go into the room and pick it up and carry it into the bathroom, and because they would use the bathroom in the tub. So she'd pick it up, carry it over, and he never gave her any problems.
Okay.
And what does iguana poop look like?
What do they eat?
They eat a lot of vegetables. I have no idea what the crap looks like. I'm sure it's just all green and slimy and slushy.
So, well, like lettuce and carrots or whatever? I mean, if it chokes on a penny, I guess you got to mush it up.
Yeah, no. It eats a lot of, like, lettuce, greens, fruits. You kind of got to change it up because if you feed it one thing, it doesn't get enough nutrition.
Sounds like an expensive pet food-wise. Typically, you go buy a box of, you know, cat food or food or whatever, maybe a couple cans, but, I mean, you're not buying, like, romaine or, you know.
I just don't want anything that might live longer than me at the point that I get it, right? So if I get an iguana now and you tell me she'll live 50 years, what do I have to live to be, 92 to get my dollar from you so I can see Haley's Comet? But, like, I'm not going to live to be 102 years old. I don't, and if I do live to be 102 years old, I think it's very unlikely I'm going to have the presence of mind to have to take care of an iguana.
Growing up, I had a buddy, Robbie, and he had a pet turkey. That turkey lived for a long time. And when that turkey died, Robbie took, I think, a week off of school.
A week?
A week off of school. That turkey, he would sleep with that turkey out in the pen. He took care of this. But you don't realize how big these turkeys are, man. This turkey,
I sure don't.
He could look you in the eye. Granted, I'm a kid.
How old, roughly?
They seem bigger, like third grade, fourth grade. I just remember.
That's still a big-ass bird.
Because when he came back in, you know, he'd always talk about his turkey, and then he didn't talk about his turkey anymore. One of my friends like, Rob, you know, Robbie, you all right? He's sick, whatever. He's like, no, my turkey died.
What was the turkey's name?
Goober. And I said, Jesus Christ. I said,
Goober,
Robbie,
the turkey.
Goober died. How did Goober die? And he just broke down crying, and he couldn't tell me. So I don't. No one knows what happened.
To this honestly day, don't know.
You don't know what happened to Goober?
He broke down and cried.
You need to do a documentary on Netflix. I would watch what happened to Goober the turkey.
Yeah, Goober. But Goober, he had him like his whole life. So turkeys can live a long time. I had another buddy who had a ferret, and that was just
I hate ferrets.
I do too.
They just suck.
They do, and they're nippy. They really like. They'll just sneak up on you.
Only when they're on their back.
Yeah. My dad had a parrot for a number of years.
Like, parrots aren't weird, but they annoy the hell out of
me. He would zap your earlobes. He would zap your ear. So if you had him on the shoulder, he'd just turn it, bam, man, and you'd just be blood coming out of your ear.
See, I don't know. I mean, look, people like what they like. That's fine. But, like, I knew the chick that had the monkey, but the monkey would slap you. I'm like, why do you want this as a pet? You know what I mean? Why do you want a bird that's going to bite your ear? Like, why do you want this in your home?
Right. Well, the reason we asked who had an unusual animal for a pet, so we all know Selma Hayek.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Well, she has a pet owl named
Owl
Kiering.
Okay.
If you're wondering, the owl's a rescue. She didn't just breed him. And sometimes she greets Selma's guests in interesting ways. Like the time that Harry Styles came over and desperately wanted to Kiering to land on his head because he'd seen her on Selma's head.
Okay.
So the owl flies up and just hangs out on Selma Hayek. Said, I don't care. I still don't think this is weird. I'm going for it if I got the chance.
Yeah, hey, even with the bird in the room.
I don't give a crap if she's got like a lizard on one shoulder and like a man-eating parrot on the other and an owl on top of her head. I'm just going to say, this is okay for me.
Yeah, I'm fine with this.
I can figure out a way to fight through it. Well, finally, they did get the owl to land on Harry's head, and he proceeded to cough up a ball of rat hair on it. But Harry took it in stride. Quote, he was okay. He was kind of cool. He didn't scream. He was super cool, even with that happening. He's the best. He's just the best.
One quick question people have about Goober the turkey.
Yes.
Did he happen to die near Thanksgiving?
We were in school, so maybe. I know he took a week off, so it couldn't happen in the summertime.
You think somebody killed it by mistake? Was he in a cage or was he out in the yard?
He had his own pen. And he had like his own like wooden shed that he was in. You know what I mean? Like,
and so your buddy would sleep.
He had shelter, but then like there was a pen area where he had a yard area. The thing was, the turkey could literally, I mean, look over the fence and down at you, and you could just reach up and pet his head.
Did you ever touch his waddle?
Turkeys, by the way, are extremely ugly.
Yeah.
And this one was very pale. So he was so big. Like, and the fact was, he was so old, you couldn't eat him.
All right, so he's gotten past that.
He's beyond the point of, like, I mean, basically, this is just, and Robbie would go up and hug him, and the turkey would, like, kind of put his wings around Robbie when they hugged. Like, these two were tight.
They're close.
They were tight, man. It was weird.
I want to know what happened to Goober.
I do, too. I felt bad for Robbie.
Maybe his dad killed him.
It almost seemed like it wasn't supposed to happen, but it could have just been Robbie went out there one day and there's Goober laying on its side with his tongue hanging out.
He also could have got attacked by an animal, right?
Yeah.
There's all kind. I mean, there could have been feathers everywhere. Robbie went out to feed Goober, and, you know, it's like a Thanksgiving massacre.
Just a dead turkey.
Dead
blood and feathers.
Exactly. Your guess is as good as my cut of the categories, America's hottest cities and luxury cars. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.